Thank you. Drew Minkiewicz, Fishery Survival Fund. Just want to quickly follow on one point that came up earlier and then discuss this. Perhaps it's appropriate under other business or something, but for a motion to come up to talk about how to proceed with assessments. I don't want to see this an issue that needs to be addressed. So hopefully that's something that can come up at some point later. Now moving to assessment that is working and providing good and actionable management advice, the scallops assessment. I mean, if Kristen actually put up the numbers of the three separate surveys, but they're shockingly close and using three different methods. This is good, actionable information, and it's a result of strong cooperation between the scientific community and the industry. You know, the industry committing 1.25 million pounds of scallops to be used towards research every year, a lot of which that goes to the assessments. That cooperation is producing good results as far as what we see is happening. What is not good is that those ABCs that are being put forward are significant reductions, and that is a result that we're coming off of the highs of fantastic recruitment in the Mid-Atlantic. We're settling to what would be considered so a more normal period. But that being said, there's two, from all signs, there's two fantastic year classes coming in the Mid-Atlantic that are going to be online in about 2015. So it looks like we're going to go back up to where we have been this previous year. That being said, we're looking at going from recommended catch level or catch this year of about 58 million pounds down to an ABC of around 50 million pounds. We accept, you know, this is what we have to do to be responsible and fish the stock sustainably. The issue that is occurring, and it hasn't come up in this, but I just want to make very clear for y'all when we discuss it and about expediting the habitat amendments. While the ACL for the fleet is around 21,000 metric tons, so what we can catch sustainably, the way the management program is set up, unless there is a change, we will only be able to harvest around 17,000 metric tons. And the reason being, we have a limit on how hard we can fish in the open area with days at sea. And so at 33 days at sea, we're right at that limit. And none of us are suggesting going over that limit and overfishing in the open area. We want to be responsible. On the other hand, we're trying to maximize what we can out of the existing access areas. And that only provides about 7.5 million pounds of scallops. So we're looking at harvesting 42, only being able to allow harvesting 42 million pounds of scallops when we could sustainably easily harvest 50 million pounds of scallops. Why is there that disconnect? The problem is 30% of the exploitable biomass of scallops is currently in habitat closures. So the only way that we can actually harvest what's been allocated to us in a responsible manner is if we're allowed access to those habitat areas where 30% of the exploitable biomass is. Habitat areas that have been identified by the SASI model to be in the wrong places. We'll have that debate later. But when we're talking about the habitat area, I just want to make it crystal clear that as a scallop industry, we're not looking to rob Peter to pay Paul. We are not looking to overfish her to smooth it out. At the chance to catch actually been allocated, but assessment says we can't catch. So that's the final piece of that. And I'd like to add one final note that as the SSC is a very public process, and I understand that it's difficult to get some of these things hammered out, but I think the council and the SSC needs to look hard at the practice of finalizing recommendations in private emails that aren't open to the public. It seems a lot of conversation is happening at the meeting, and that's not the process that we all deserve as a public body. These decisions have to be done in public, and there seems to be too much fine-tuning or radically changing what's going on in SSC advice after the public meeting, and I think that needs to be addressed.
Ron, do you have your hand up?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just, Ron Smolitz, Fishery Survival Fund, want to speak to one issue, which is the analysis or the workshop on the surveys. I have concern about that. I heard yesterday about the letters being sent out to the institutions. I checked with Dr. DePaul. He didn't receive the letter because it was sent to the institution, not to his program, which is now led by Dave Rutters. You'll notice that the VIM survey isn't up there under the three surveys conducted in 2012. I just want to get to the heart of the matter, what the real concern is. We work very closely together, all the scientific academic institutions and with the Science Center and the scallop fishery. We had a quote-unquote trawl gate type problem back in 2006 when we found out the survey dredge wasn't being rigged right. We didn't make a big public scene about it. We actually funded a 2007 RSA project, and we went out there and solved the problem, working with the Science Center, BIM, CFARM, SMAS. We formed the Scallop Survey Advisory Panel. I was the first chair. Andy Applegate became the second chair. And we were working together, and then that disappeared. We stopped working. What the industry was concerned with is some unilateral decisions were being made. And the industry put it, we're using RSA funds to fund what NIMS is supposed to be doing. This makes the point. You don't see the VIM survey up there. Why? Because the VIM survey, which was based on three RSA projects, was incorporated into the NIMS survey to reduce their need to do dredge tows so that they could use their seahorse. That was a unilateral action on the part of the center without discussing it with its partners. That was taking RSA funds away from other projects. I mean, we submitted a project to look at SMAS and CFARM to look at the issue of larval recruitment, driving this $2 billion fishery. Okay, we're losing $160 million in the next year in income because of natural processes that we don't understand. Views, but it was low priority. What's happening is money is being taken, industry, and funding Science Center work. That's the issue. So this workshop isn't addressing that issue. So just be aware that there's still an important problem here.
Anyone else in the audience? Okay, back to the council. Any questions for Chris? Paul Howard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Chris, did you talk a little bit about scallops, but more caused by the dredge? Were you talking about that? And is that significant? Is that we need more data to determine what that is? Or I can't recall what you said about it, but I do know that Ron Smolowitz did some extensive work on lighter dredges, and I wonder if that may be some type of resolution to the problem.
Yes, we did discuss the incidental mortality, and it was recognized that the current information available to estimate the rates associated with that are based on not a lot of observations. And so it was suggested that this would be a so-called low-hanging fruit, something that could be identified and help provide more precision to the assessment if research were to be conducted on that issue.
Bill Karp, just an update on the scallop survey review process, Mr. Chairman. Notwithstanding Ron's comment that we directed one of the letters to a different office, we have reached out to the partners here, And we've actually received positive feedback from two. I need to make sure that all the others went to the right place. We've also responded to the SSC's feedback relative to the term of reference regarding cost and remove that. We're evolving these terms of reference, and we hope to come back to the council for feedback from you at the November meeting. We're also homing in on dates which look as if it will be March or April, and looking carefully at potential candidates for conducting the review, which we'll also seek some input on.
Any other questions for Chris concerning Scala? Chris, thank you very much for the presentations. Also, thank you for your work on the SSC, and thank you for being the messenger who gets shot at a little bit. I don't think there were any mortal wounds today. We are just checking to see Congressman Keating was going to come to address us, and we're trying to figure out the status of that. Hopefully we can get that done prior to lunch.